What do you do when your business has been officially successful and then you get offered a dream job? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we've got a juicy, juicy question. What happens when you finally built a successful business only to have your dream job offer sitting in front of you at that same moment? Here's a listener question. We're going to dive right in. Heather, I know you can't make this decision for me, but I need your help in how to make a decision. I've been freelancing and consulting in businesses on their interior designs to make them more customer friendly. I've been going in, doing assessments, and designing from home. I then go in when it's time to implement and arrange. Last month, I started doing this for a hotel company. They are a larger company with multiple sites. They would like to hire me full time to do this for them. They have 6 more sites in 3 different countries planned for the coming year. Heather, I'm unencumbered. I can work anywhere. This company is allowing me to set my own hours, hire my own team to help me, and is offering me the flexibility to work anywhere I want to, except for the tasks that require me to be on site. I put in design ideas and they offer little objection. I'm getting design freedom like I've never known, and it's really exciting. Heather, my business is finally making it. I'm standing on my own, doing my own thing, and I'm so proud of myself. This job, though, is amazing and offers so much potential, resources, and opportunities for me. How do I decide whether or not to give up my own business and go back to working for the man right when I've started to be successful? Whew, congratulations. Like, that's my first thing reading this question is like, what an awesome problem to have walked into your truth, to have walked into your talent, your capability, and what's possible for you, and to just find that success keeps meeting you. That's the first thing I want you to think about. I want to make sure you take some time, take more than a moment to really be proud of yourself. Like, this is so exciting, and it's a really exciting time to be you right now. The next thing I want you to think about is there is time. You have time. You're in the driver's seat of this decision. They've come after you, asking you to change the course of your career. They like you enough. I'm sure they will wait while you take a beat, a breath, for you to find your path and to find what's right for you. I'm sure you're overwhelmed, but remember what I say. It's Matthew Kimberly's quote, so it's not my quote, but we don't get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do. We simply get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do next. And what I want you to do, take a deep breath. You've totally got this, and I really do think I can help you find your way. So just sit tight. Feel proud of yourself. Enjoy this moment in time when the spotlight's on you, your success, and everything you're capable of. And I'm going to find you right on the other side of this break. I cannot wait to dive in. So the first thing I really do want you to do, I meant it, I want you to take time to celebrate this success. I don't want you to feel rushed by someone else's timeline with this feeling that if you don't answer right away, you're going to lose this opportunity. This opportunity found you because of your skill set, because of your talent, because this company liked working with you and they want to work with you more. Your other clients that got you here, that prepared you for this opportunity, all of the experiences you've made, all of the trials and errors, the practice, the studying, the research, the investment of time, the investment of money, it's all happened to bring you to this moment where you get to decide what happens next. I know it's scary and overwhelming, and I've been there when opportunities have come at the totally wrong time, and you're like, what are you talking about? I'm not ready for this right now. I had a path charted, and you're interrupting that. And I get how it makes you catch your breath, stop short. And if you're anything like me, you get this crisis of conscience and confidence a little bit where you're like, wow, if I don't answer right now, it's all going to go away. What if I don't make the right decision and I lose everything? And you go into the what if sort of, you know, mantra, and then suddenly you're going down that rabbit hole of fear. So I want you to be excited. I want you to be proud. And then I want you to start to slow yourself down and get really still with yourself, because this is an incredible opportunity. I want you to think about what this job offers. I want you to think about all of the things that you get to do that you're really excited about. I want you to make every list, from the income to the benefits to the design freedom to the resources to the budget. My guess is hotel budgets have larger budgets for interior design than some of the smaller companies you might be working for. Every benefit you can possibly imagine. And then I want you to make a dot or a mark next to the ones that are only true for this company, that if you were doing it on your own as part of your own business, you wouldn't get to do that part. Now, I want you to do the same thing for your own design firm. I want you to write down every list, every heart, everything you're excited about, every accomplishment that lights you up, every opportunity, everything good about being your own boss and having your own business. I want you to put a mark that is only true about business ownership. So I'm developing a system for you here that's going to help you compare where the benefits are in one versus the benefits of the other. Because here's the thing. I think job has become a dirty word. I don't think it's the worst thing ever when people go back to working for the man and working for corporate. I don't think it's a reason to be embarrassed. I don't think it's a reason to be ashamed. I think that we get to decide the lives we want, the way we want to live them. And if we can find a job that balances that, a professional opportunity that allows us the life we want on our terms, then we get to have that. And there is no shame in that, and there's no hiding behind it. So I want you to get really clear on the opportunities you're going to get as a result of working for a larger company versus the opportunities you're going to get being a business owner with your own firm. Then I want you to start to think about the next part, the stressors that come with business ownership, the things you don't like, the less desirable things that come with owning a business, hustling for clients, all of that. And then I want you to do the same thing for the corporate job. It helps you look at the pros and cons. I want you to know those. But that's only part of the story. It starts with pros and cons, but where it continues is with you and who you are and how you move through the world. I want you to set the foundation and set the frame, but we've got to add you to the picture. A lot of times when I walk through this process with my clients, they get confused about why I start with the pros and cons. And the reason why I do it is because I think it's a brain dump. Most people who work with me know that I'm not necessarily a pros and cons person. But what ends up happening when we're struggling with making a decision is we're thinking about all of the things all at once. Wait, there's this, and this job offers this, and this opportunity offers that, and oh my gosh, I'd have to do this, and what if I have to do that, and I wouldn't want this to happen, but I would really hope if this happens, and all of that starts to create this frenetic energy of confusing, contradictory thoughts. That type of system, or a system similar to it, or any kind of system that works for you, gets the brain dump out, gets you out of the logistics, out of the details, and essentially, hopefully, out of the weeds. So it's written down, it's in front of you, and you can make a little bit of sense in it. Because the next part is really harder to peg down, and it comes with self-awareness. How you move through the world, how you feel being the boss of your business, a lot of times people have chosen to own businesses not because they're passionate about business ownership, but because they're passionate about building their lives on their terms. A lot of times people choose jobs because not because they love the job, the role, and the expectations attached to it, but they love the reliability. They love the consistency. They love knowing what's expected of them. They love knowing that the same thing that happens on Monday is going to happen on Tuesday, and that there's a routine to things that's different than when you own your own business. People who are working in the 9-to-5 often like that their responsibilities are largely organized in the same, whereas business ownerships can, you know, business owners at one point can be doing marketing, and another time they're putting out a fire with a customer client, and then at another time they're planning the budget and goal setting for the following year. So it's a little bit about looking at what comes with business ownership, what comes with being in charge of the interior design for this company, and seeing which part suits you. Now, I can tell by all of the explanation points after you talked about design freedom and resources that there's something this hotel job is offering you that lights you up that isn't currently in your business. Your business didn't have a lot of explanation points after it. So I want you to think about that. I want you to spend a moment kind of closing your eyes and getting really still with yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, what would it feel like working this hotel job in one of these new countries, going into a building that's studs and walls and drywall only, and getting to go in and leave your mark? I want you to think about the good parts, the hard parts, the scary parts, the intimidating parts. What would it feel like to have that job and that responsibility? If you multiplied your current experience with them, oh, I closed your letter in front of me. I wished I kept it open. I'm sorry, I can't remember how long you said that you'd been doing this. I think you said 2 months. So can you imagine doing this for another 2 months? Can you, if you had to do this 2 months over and over again, like Groundhog Day, what would that be like? What is the benefits of going in and rearranging current interior design of this chain versus going in and establishing design? What would it feel like when it's time to update it and you have to go in and do it all over again or make changes? And then I want you to think about what that feels like. Hiring your own team is very similar to hiring a team for your own business. Having flexible hours, having flexible location, moving through the world with one client is basically what would be happening. That client, though, has some power and control in this situation. And then I want you to do that same process for your business when it's been at its best. What does that feel like? How does it feel like to move through that world? What are the good feelings that come up? What are the bad feelings? What's your nature is really what I'm trying to help you get to. Is your personality type the boss personality? Is your personality type the person who, as long as you get to make the decisions, you don't mind if someone else is writing the checks? Where do you begin and end in this process? What do you think you'd be giving up by working for this company? What do you think you'd be gaining? What do you think you would be losing by not having the opportunity to run your own business? Is there a way that you could recreate this kind of professional success as a business owner? And do you want to? Are you getting signs and indicators that you could achieve this level of success as a business owner and as your own personal brand? And is that something you want? I think that when you get really still with yourself, when you ignore the noise of being your own business owner versus working for the man, and you get really still with yourself about this particular job, this particular opportunity, my guess is you're going to start to have instincts and self-awareness that lead you into a direction you want to go. The next thing is, in both scenarios, running your business or going back for and working for one single solitary corporate client, there's something in it called negotiation, right? There's room for negotiation. You can shift and change your business to replicate and meet the needs of things you would like to see happen for it. You also get to negotiate your job with this corporate client to say, listen, when you came looking for me, I was happy as a solopreneur. I liked owning my own business. I've been running my own show for a while. I don't know that I'm willing to give that up. If I was going to give it up, though, I would need this expectation. I'm wondering this. This is my salary expectation. This is what I would expect in terms of time off and benefits. You get to negotiate. Right now, this has been handed to you, so you're probably telling yourself a story that it's take it or leave it. It's just not how it works. And women in particular are often forgetting that they have a say when it comes to contracts, when it comes to expectations, when it comes to negotiating things like this. So I want you to remember that part of figuring this out, if you were to take the corporate path, is that there's room for negotiation. You can identify what your needs are. You can identify what your expectations are. One of the questions I would have is, are you allowed to do work on the side for other companies? They may ask you to do a no-compete so that you're allowed to pick up side business as your own freelancer, but they don't want you doing it for hotels. They might put like location requirements on it. So like, yes, you can do this on your own, but you can't do it any closer than 10 miles from a current property. They have their set of expectations too. So you would want to know that. The next thing is looking at your business to see if there's room in that to change and pivot and grow into something that more closely resembles what it is you want, or opportunities you think this hotel is giving you that, you know, your job isn't. All of the excitement around resources made me think that you like the budget at the hotel very much, that you like being able to spend more money and have more freedom to really design at a higher level. So, for example, if you've been hiring clients, or clients have been hiring you rather, who have lower budgets, you can decide going forward in your business, you're only willing to work with companies who are going to give you a budget in excess of X, Y, or Z. Like, you get to decide that for yourself. So the more you play that out, the more you play out the possibilities, moving beyond the pros and cons, getting clear on the how, I think you're going to find the answer that resonates most. You're going to get crystal clear on your ideal professional situation, the most opportunity, the most benefits, the most positives, and you're going to get a sense of which opportunity gives that to you. The last thing I want you to think about is, what is right now won't always be. This just might be what's next. I think we all have to realize that the job situation has changed. The job culture around here has changed. And the idea that we don't sign up for one job and work it for 15, 20 years, that people can have career reinventions a couple of times in their career. My dad trained as an engineer. He worked for the Avon Jewelry Company for a while. He went into direct sales. He owned a couple of Subway franchises. And then he went back to doing project management for jewelry distribution company. I myself started in clinical social work. I thought I was always going to work in community mental health. I did it for 10 years. I moved to private therapy. I owned my own business. Now I do business consultation. And recently I had an opportunity where a corporate client came and wanted to hire me full time, and certain benefits didn't line up for me. I was going to be compromising too much of myself, so I turned the opportunity down. But I started to see the writing on the wall that at some point in time, maybe I wouldn't always want to own my own business. Maybe I would want to go working for a corporate client with the right situation and the right formulation. So I may again reinvent myself. I hope not, because right now things are going really well for me. But it's that idea that what is right now won't always be. You just have to decide what's next. If this hotel job is giving you an opportunity that you don't think you can replicate, and that is painful to pass up, you get to to go and do it for 2 years, get all of the experience, make all the connections, develop the network, and then in 2 years, you can go back to owning your own business, freelancing, consulting. You would lose out on building a business for 2 years, but I want you to start thinking about what happens if I get everything I want. You know, what if you can fly? What if you get to have it all? You just can't have it all right now. I want you to think about those possibilities. I want you to think about what it feels like to be in your skin around those opportunities. And then I want you to be unafraid to go after what you want, to say what you need, and negotiate to get it. I think that you are in a fantastic place. This is a really good crossroads to be at. You have total freedom here to tell this corporate client that you need time to think this through, to say, hey, I've worked really hard to build my business for the past 2 years. You yourselves are business owners and you know what that means. You know what you're asking me to give up and walk away from. I need a minute. Please give it to me. And if they don't, and they don't understand that, well, then they're also showing you who they are, and you can believe them. And that might be a really good indicator that this isn't the corporate client to leave your business for, that this isn't the right move. Because the right move and the right business matches your vibe, matches the way you move through the world, understands it, and accepts it. I think you're in a fantastic place. I hope you write back. Nobody ever writes back to tell me how these things turn out, and I'm wondering about a couple of you. So I hope you write back, tell me what you end up deciding, and then tell me how it goes for you. Thanks so much for writing in with this question. This was a really fun one to answer. If you, anybody listening, has a question that you'd like my two cents on, find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I'll put my eyes on your question and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Bye for now.